Hi, I'm Chef Rudy Sodermin, Princess Cruises Head of Culinary Arts and the menu maker for the Catch by Rudy, that's me. Come sail with us when I want the Alaskan king crab of food news. I listen to Salt Cold Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And it is Cactus League play for the Angels today, and following us at 12:10, playing the Oakland A's. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. And remember, you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A number of years ago, a chef friend of mine, Donald Russell, who is an incredibly talented pastry chef and chocolatier, won many very prestigious international awards, was telling me about this event that he was part of annually called the Beak Island Chocolate Festival, which by its name is actually done on the Big Island of Hawaii. And what it is obviously a chocolate-focused event, but on many different levels. So its main purpose is to support small family farmers in Hawaii and encourage them to grow cacao, which is the basis of chocolate, and can be sold at a premium price and adds to the agriculture economy of Hawaii, because virtually anything can grow in Hawaii except wine grapes. They can't lie fallow given what the weather is there. But what an amazing opportunity, because Hawaii is the only state in the United States where chocolate could grow. And for premium chocolate, if you can buy an American-made premium chocolate, wouldn't that be something as a chocolate lover consumer that you would support? So that's the basis of the Big Island Chocolate Festival, but it is also a consumer event and an educational event and an opportunity for chefs and restaurants to get together and celebrate chocolate with sweet and savory dishes. And the organization behind all of this, and I was lucky pre-pandemic to be able to attend two consecutive years. And after the pandemic, obviously there was some adjustment that needed to be done, but I was able to return last year to the event, and it is bigger and better than ever. And it's something that I really, if you're looking for an excuse to get to Hawaii over the last weekend in April, this is probably one that you could really more than justify. But the organization that puts all of this on is, since the beginning, is the Kona Cacao Association. And the president and organizer is a gentleman by the name of Farshid Bonakdar. And I wanted to invite Farshid back on the show, as we've done for a number of years, to preview what's going on at 2024 at their new location, which is the Waikoloa Beach Marriott Resort. And with that as long background, it is a pleasure to welcome the very patient Farshid Bonakdar back to the show. Farshid, good morning, and thank you for joining us so early, because it is 3 hours earlier in Hawaii with daylight savings. Have you had that cup of coffee yet, Farshid?
Oh, for sure. I had my nice Kona cup of coffee to jolt me back into reality. It's not that early, considering I wake up around 5 a.m., you know, to just enjoy this beautiful island view and amazing Kona coffee.
And of course,
ready for you.
Thank you, Farshid. And of course, we don't want to forget that wonderful made in Hawaii chocolate. Let's go back a few years, Farshid, if we could. What was the genesis of getting the Big Island Chocolate Festival going? Because, you know, huge organizing effort. Not only do you have to, kind of herd all of these small family farmers who are pretty independent to begin with, but on the food side, you know, chefs and restaurateurs are not necessarily easy to wrangle. And of course, there is the movement of Hawaii regional cuisine, but kind of bringing all these people together at a luxury resort destination hotel over a weekend, not an easy undertaking. So take us back all those years ago, because it's the 11th annual, but you know, you've been doing this for about 14 years now.
That is correct. Yes. You know, seeing all these small family farmers growing cacao and not really know what to do with it. And you would see a lot of them on the farmers market. They would sell pods to people who wanted to grind up the beans or just, you know, sprout them and just see what comes out of it. And they kept growing in numbers. And, you know, and I had an opportunity to take this event over and turn it around with the help of the people that are on board of the Kona Cacao Association, and of course, wonderful chef friends around the country, including Chef Donald Rissell, whom you mentioned, a major key player with Guitar Chocolate. We've had Jacques Torres, the likes of him, you know, and Stefan Trajan, who is a Southern California resident and chocolatier, graces our event every year. All of these big names and the people we've brought to educate farmers in terms of how to best grow, harvesting practices, fermentation, which is one of the most crucial steps in chocolate making, which develops the flavor of the chocolate, then so on and so forth, all the way from the tree to the bar. And lo and behold, Big Island has a lot of farmers now that are actually successfully growing cacao, fermenting, and turning them into chocolate for the market. So we're really happy that, you know, we've had the cooperation of all the chefs and restaurateurs over the years to accomplish this.
Well, again, Farshid, you and your organization, the Kona Cacao Association, can take a lot of credit for this because you've organized this. You've given the farmers opportunity. There's several wonderful success stories that have come out of the Big Island Chocolate Festival, one of which we will talk about when we come back after the break because I don't want to shortchange them. But when you tell the story, this husband and wife team, their original onus to buy an agricultural property and start growing cacao came as a result of the wife attending one of the early Big Island Chocolate Festivals, and kind of a light bulb went off in her mind that, maybe this is something that shows promise. So we will get to that when we come back from the break. But before we do that, Farshid, let's give people all the details in terms of the dates and, you know, where it is and the fact that it's a multi-day event.
So it's a three-day event starting on April 25th with farm tours where guests can go visit a farm, a given farm, where they grow cacao and ferment and turn it into chocolate. On the 26th Friday, we have farm seminars, one of which that lady you talked about attended, and where we teach, you know, fermentation, you know, 101, chocolate making, tempering, which is really important. And same day, we also have culinary student competition from around the state. Students come, and we have some really well-known celebrity chef judges that critique them. They come and compete for the best plated dessert. And sometimes Friday evening we have an event sponsored by one of the chocolate companies. We're still working on that this year. On Saturday, the 27th in the morning, we have chocolate classes taught by chefs, one of which is Stefan Trajan. And hopefully Chef Donald Rissell will come back this year as well. We're working on that. in the evening, that's the main gala event, where we have about 30 chef booths that come and make their craft, nice foods and desserts. And we have drinks, beer and wine. We have also cacao nib infused beer and dancing and eating and you name it. It's an incredibly fun event. And of course, we do have a silent auction as well, which actually is performed online. So anyone from anywhere could attend that.
And Farshid, important thing to remember is a lot of those items that are in your silent auction, they're wonderful things, particularly meals at some of the wonderful restaurants that are part of this event. And you can't oversell the Saturday night gala because you have 15 to 20 of the best chefs and restaurants that are on the Big Island that are doing sweet and savory dishes made with chocolate. And it's a friendly competition, but as you mentioned, there are a number of awards. And if you don't know, chefs are competitive people. So even though this is a friendly competition, no chef or restaurant is there to be third best. They all want to shine. So you have the opportunity to taste all these incredible dishes from some of the best restaurants that are on the Big Island, plus all of these incredible beverages. As Farshid mentioned, there's live music, there's dancing. And I understand this year, Farshid, you even have a theme. You're doing a contest. It's the Mystical Chocolate Masquerade. So people can dress up. And I understand the grand prize will be free admission to the gala in 2025. So pretty incredible. So hold that thought for a moment. We are talking with Farshid Bonakdar, who is the president of the Kona Cacao Association. They're the people that put on the Big Island Chocolate Festival. The 11th annual is coming up the last weekend in April. The website for all the information and all the ticket information is BigIslandChocolateFestival.com. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Savor some of that premium chocolate, and we'll be coming right back.